Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. Thank you for joining the show where we discuss creating a recipe for gratitude out of the everyday experiences of our lives. Oftentimes, all we have to do is take a look at the regular events in a different way. Today, let's jump into Gratitude and Eid, episode 133. I'm still amazed that the episode numbers are in the hundreds these days. I've been on 3 deployments to predominantly Islamic countries. I was a part of the Army's initial invasion in Iraq. I did a second deployment to Iraq ending in 2006, and I've also served in Afghanistan. My interaction with the cultures in Iraq was limited. It was mostly confined to observations while driving and interactions at whatever local bazaar was set up nearby. In Afghanistan, I served as part of a team of advisors to an Afghan Army unit. It was a stressful deployment. It had its rewards. Working as closely as we did, it also taught me a lot about other cultures. These memories are part of who I am. And now, in order to discuss Eid, I'm going to need to step out of my comfort zone and talk about someone else's beliefs. If I get any of my facts wrong, please leave a comment below. My intent is not to judge, but to share my perspective, limited as it is. There's a lot of folks who choose to lash out when they're scared, who've created a false impressions based on unknown. But if God measures us on our humility, shouldn't we do the same with our fellow man? One way I find people to follow on Twitter is I search for the word gratitude. So yesterday morning, I'm off looking for more people who are expressing their gratitude, and I find a large number of search results from people expressing their gratitude for Eid. So, well, what is Eid? Well, Eid is the feast at the end of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a holy month that commemorates history and connects all who participate through a shared experience. One of the most visible parts of that shared experience is the daily fast. It's a beautiful expression of humility. For the entire month, practitioners choose to avoid food or drink during daylight hours. After the sun sets, they break their fast with family each night. When the month is over, there's a large gathering of friends and community to commemorate the end of the fast. This gathering and celebration is a feast known as Eid. And it's not generally just one night, it can last for several. I've been highly impressed by those who are expressing their gratitude using the phrase Eid Mubarak. The phrase means blessed Eid. I've shared before that when we take in food, we allow it to become a part of ourselves. It gets absorbed into who we are. It becomes what gives us energy and lets us create the good memories we are making each day. Fun fact, even though I say the month of Ramadan, Ramadan is both exactly and approximately a month. Did you know that everything in our lives that exists thanks to algebra has its origins in Ramadan? Ramadan is based on the lunar calendar. Knowing when it starts and when it ends was important. So the lunar calendar doesn't always jive with the Gregorian calendar we use today, or even the setting and rising of the sun. So it's both approximately and precisely accurate. Algebra is a style of mathematics that allowed the lunar calendar to be more accurately calculated in order to predict Ramadan's start and end. But when that start and end of the moon cycles aligns with the sun and other factors is a bit interesting. Now, I bring this up because when I was in Afghanistan, we would talk about when did it start and end? And the folks I was working with helped me understand that while it is calculated, it's also at the discretion of the local imam. Now, there's a bit of symbolism in all this. We are part of defined systems, but our choices help us respect the boundaries of those systems. Choosing to respect the same boundaries as others allows us to connect with others in ways that are more deep and meaningful. There's a very good chance that as this gets published, Eid will be underway or nearly over. I want to wish all those who practice a blessed Eid. I can't connect with you on the level of those who fasted during Ramadan, but I am grateful for your example and discipline. Like I said earlier on Twitter, while we don't share the same practices, I believe we share the same God, who smiles at his children for their prayers for others and loves each one of us. I've enjoyed the blessings of respecting others' gratitude and adding their joy to my recipe. Speaking of recipes for gratitude, feel free to share your recipe in the comments below. If you like the show, please share it with someone you know. Like and subscribe links are on YouTube and on WordPress for a reason. They activate algorithms to help others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit the bell. For a full list of places where you can subscribe, head on over to parkingthought.com. And finally, in a world that offers you so many choices, and you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?